when he told me about this infrared sauna, I was like, what are you talking about, infrared? I've never heard of infrared. And he was saying, it's great, you know, no matter where you're at in your health journey, if you do the infrared sauna, it's not as hard on the nervous system. It actually calms your nervous system. It helps you sleep at night. You know, your skin is amazing. It can help with weight loss by burning calories. And I was like, wait a minute, this sounds like exactly what we're trying to create in the boardroom at Aloha.
Hi, my name is Mina Kim, your host of The Click Line. I've worked on Wall Street for over 14 years. Then I built out Orange Theory Fitnesses and sold them to a private equity firm. And upon that exit, started investing in women and minority startups, as well as advising women who are getting divorced with financial consulting and strategy.
Hey guys, you know what's the best way to get in touch with your friends? Sharing an episode of the Click Line podcast. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the episodes. And let me know what you think in the comments. So welcome to the Click Line podcast. Today we have a very special guest, Lauren Berlingeri, co-founder of Higher Dose. She has launched her career as an international model, went on to star in her own show, Women vs. Workout, grossing over 15 million views. She's hosted other brands such as UFC, EA Sports, and IMG. Lauren discovered the power of infrared technology, specifically infrared saunas, and saw an opportunity to bring biohacking tools to the masses. She is co-founder of Higher Dose, along with Katie Capps, the wellness brand that exploded during the pandemic, and which I am a proud early investor of. She really led the way in bringing at-home sauna systems, the infrared mats, the red light masks, the micro tools for infrared lights, everything that's anything infrared, it's probably from Higher Dose that's at your home. So Lauren is an amazing guest to have on. We're really lucky to have her. She is a female biohacker, a mother of twins, and welcome Lauren to the Click Line podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you today, especially as a fellow female biohacker yourself.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about all of those things. And just so the audience knows your background and story, how did you get started with Higher Dose?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on it a little bit. I used to model for 15, maybe 20 years before studying nutrition. When I got into nutrition, I really discovered my passion for wellness. You know, being a model, I never really had the resources to take care of myself. And I was always doing the fad diets to try to stay thin, to keep up with modeling. Whether that was like the cigarette diet or just not eating or whatever it was. Unfortunately, you know, I went through all sorts of things with body dysmorphia and different forms of anorexia, and just really didn't have the support and the knowledge that I do now on how to take care of myself. And I wish that was something that was given to me when I was younger in modeling. Otherwise, you know, I probably wouldn't have struggled so hard. But yeah, so when I discovered nutrition and really discovered my passion, I knew I wanted to do something within that space, and I became a health coach. And I started out by health coaching models and teaching models how to eat, and working with, you know, actually a lot of younger clients at Wilhelmina. And from there, I actually met this guy, Constantine Bizans, and he was starting a health and wellness startup. And I actually took him on as a client, and he was like, wow, your knowledge is so amazing. You know, I think you could really help within this space. And he asked me if I wanted to contribute to the product development at Aloha. So I actually did that for about 4 to 5 years, and it was an awesome experience because I learned exactly what not to do in a business, but also what to do. You know, I spent hours in a boardroom interviewing the most influential doctors and naturopaths and fitness experts on, like, you know, products that could detox or give you weight loss or amazing skin and all these buzzwords. And we ended up creating a green juice powder, nothing revolutionary. But in that process, I discovered the infrared sauna. Dr. Frank Lippmann from South Africa told me about the infrared sauna, and I was like, what? I've done sauna all around the world, especially when you're modeling. You know, sauna culture has always been really prevalent in a lot of other countries for, you know, thousands of years, like literally the Roman times, the Turkish times, you know, I shouldn't say times, but more locations, and, you know, Korea. And it's just like everyone.
Yeah, we love saunas.
Oh, yeah. Jimjibon. It's like, you know, it was such a thing. Yes. So I, you know, got to do sauna experience all around the world through modeling. And then when he told me about this infrared sauna, I was like, what are you talking about infrared? I've never heard of infrared. And he was saying, it's great. You know, no matter where you're at in your health journey, if you do the infrared sauna, it's not as hard on the nervous system. It actually calms your nervous system. It helps you sleep at night. You know, your skin is amazing. It can help with weight loss by burning calories. And I was like, wait a minute, this sounds like exactly what we're trying to create in the boardroom at Aloha. So I actually looked up the only one that existed in New York City. It was at this place called Gravity, and it was in the basement of a colonic center, really dodgy experience. And I went and tried it and was just immediately blown away by the effects. Like, as I'm sure you know, I'm a fitness workout girl. I love that high of working out, but my nervous system was always overworked. My hormones were always, you know, crazy because I would work out too hard and I didn't have the proper recovery. So when I first did this infrared sauna, I was like, this is it. Like, this is what everyone in New York City needs to be doing. And from that moment on, I knew I wanted to start my business on infrared and bring infrared to the masses.
Amazing. I love that story. And, you know, being an entrepreneur is so difficult, especially as a woman, since I'm sure you noticed that less than 2% of women startups get venture capital funding. And even now, I think it's like less than 1%. Yet women founders account for 40% of the exit.
Interesting.
With that little money. So what you've built, I'm so, you know, proud to have been an investor, but what you've built, you really should be proud of, because you built it from the ground up. Taking something you really believed in and things people have never seen before, right? Like these the PEMF mats. Interesting story. I bought your mat probably 6 years ago now, right? And I called our mutual good friend, Pete Moore, shout out to Pimo. And I was like, Pete, you got to check this thing out. It's freaking awesome. And he was like, oh my God, we're raising money for them. Do you want to be involved? And that's literally how I got involved in investing in Higher Dose.
Which is the way it should be, based on an amazing product, you know?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So motivation for the ladies out there, if you have an idea and you really believe in it and you believe you can make a difference, go out and do it, be scrappy, start. And if you have something great, it will work out. And you just have to be out there.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. And so people could understand, the audience can understand, there's now all of these different red light therapies that are coming out. What are the differences between like near, mid, far red light therapy and the PEMF mat that you guys have, just so the audience understands?
So, that's a really great question. They're all light therapy. I want to start with that. I think it's important to highlight the difference between traditional saunas and infrared saunas. So traditional saunas heat the air, and infrared heats objects, much like the sun. So it penetrates your body through the invisible light spectrum, vibrates water molecules, and pulls out heavy metals, radiation, and environmental pollutants out of your fat cells. So it's a very different experience than traditional heat, but yet it's very similar to the body, as like laying out on a hot stone in nature and letting the sun warm up your body and then you like start to sweat. It feels exactly the same. And the difference between near, mid, and far. So you can have all three technologies in an infrared sauna experience, or you could just have one. So traditionally, you know, infrared saunas used to be just far infrared, which those benefits are more focused on detoxification, more of a cardiovascular workout, speeds up your heart rate to the pace of a light jog, you burn passive calories, whereas the near and mid are closer light spectrums. They're much hotter. You can't actually touch those panels because they are hot. They have guards on them. But those work more on the epidermis of the skin, building collagen, wound healing. That's why you see such a difference in your skin when you get out. Your skin is like absolutely flawless and glowing. So you get all of those benefits. And our saunas at higher dose always have been full spectrum. But for example, our sauna blanket is just far infrared. So you get more of the detoxing, calorie burn. It's like workout without working out. And that's because you can't have the near mid because it's too hot for the body. And then I just want to highlight, red light, because I think people get confused in that too as well, because red light is on a different spectrum than the invisible light. So you see red light, whereas infrared, you don't. It's invisible wavelength. The only way you can actually see it is if you start filming on your phone, you can actually see the invisible wavelengths because it's captured as heat. Whereas red light is, more shining, right, red and bright, and there's no heat in red light. So traditionally with the face mask, you would just get red light with a little bit of infrared because you actually don't want to add too much heat into the face mask because a lot of people have issues with heat on skin, and that's when it can cause melasma and things like that. So the combination that is science-backed and studied is actually more red light than it is infrared, and the infrared wavelength is a little bit lower than what you would experience in the infrared sauna, specifically for skin. And then PEMF, and I know this is probably a lot of information for everybody, but I love educating. We always say that education is our first product at higher dose because it's so important to educate on these technologies, because they're not well known, but the benefits are so vast and amazing. And the cool thing is that you can stack these technologies too to build out these great rituals for yourself. So what Mina's talking about is our infrared PEMF mat. So you take the far infrared that I was telling you guys about, the detox, the relaxation, the speeding up the heart rate. And then we added pulse electromagnetic frequency, which is a frequency that's very similar to the Earth's core. It's very grounding. It downs cortisol levels, puts your body into parasympathetic state, and which is rest and digest, and just allows your body to heal. So it's kind of like a battery for the body, which is so incredible. And what we did is we layered our PEMF mats with over 20 pounds of crystal therapy. So when you heat the stones, it naturally produces infrared like you would experience in nature, which is the same as laying on a hot stone in nature, feeling the most relaxed you've ever felt and allowing the body to recharge. And that might look like, for some people, a nap. Some people, it deepens meditation. Some people just get a moment to themselves. But either way, you always come off feeling less stressed, more relaxed, more calm, more connected to yourself. And ultimately, that's what our goal is through these amazing technologies, is to help people feel more connected to themselves, help people recharge, help people manage stress and sleep better at night, which therefore ends up being the best longevity tool or the ultimate biohacking experience.
Yes, I love that. And I actually have an amazing story about my dog, Petey, Pablito, the most handsome dog in the world. He had knee surgery, a serious one, TPLO, I believe it was called. It's equivalent to a human having completely tearing their ACL. And so he has, the metal in his titanium plates in his leg. His legs were complete. His knee and like ankle were completely swollen post-surgery. And they said it might take days for him to actually try to put any, weight on it. I put him on the most intensive recovery program where we were on the higher dose PEMF mat. This is not a joke. This is not a made up story. In the morning for 45 minutes and then in the evening for 45 minutes while we watched reality dating shows. And in one day, the swelling, I sent Lauren the pictures, the swelling went down dramatically and his recovery, he was walking the next day, we're putting weight on it the next day and walking without much help. And his surgeon was like, I cannot even believe these results. I was like, you got to get this mat called Higher Dose. And it really works.
Well, just to add to that, I just want to say, we didn't invent any of these technologies. They've been around for a very long time, rooted in efficacy and science and research. And PEMF in particular has been used to heal bones and ligaments and speed up the healing process, and actually was originally invented for horses because you can't always give horses massages and whatnot. So they would use PEMF technology to help them heal and be in tip-top shape for the physical performance that they had to perform. So it's funny that you intuitively knew to do that for your dog, or your dog intuitively knew to do that for themselves. But ultimately, I feel like the dogs are the most intuitive, and they know what makes them feel the best, and they know how to heal. And it's been pretty funny the amount of photos that we get at Higher Dose of people sending in their dog on the PEMF mat, not getting off the PEMF mat. Like every single time they're in the sauna blanket, the animal's right on top. You know, it feels so good. It speaks for itself.
Yes. And I mean, they won't lie. They know what's good. And so he runs to it when it turns on, or if anyone lays on it, he's on it too with them.
It's so cute.
Is there a difference on how many red lights are on, like, the mask, for example, the face mask? Does that really make a difference on the number of lights?
It does. You know, the amount of diodes does make a difference. You know, most people are using red light in masks for the skin enhancing benefits. So the, you know, diodes and the intensity of the red light is particular to skin and collagen and fine lines and wrinkles. That's been clinically studied. Red light is also amazing, you know, for recovery. So pain, inflammation. And if you wanted to use your red light face mask on like a sore muscle, it's not going to be as powerful as, say, you use, you know, like a band that is specifically designed for pain and inflammation. So you definitely have to know the reason why you're using it and make sure that you educate yourself on what the company, you know, has in terms of specs, and then ultimately what the goal is for around that. One thing that you can't really mess up with red light is that regardless, it's great for the mitochondria. It feeds the mitochondria, so it produces ATP, which means that every cell is functioning. That is going to be great across the board, regardless of whether or not you have one for pain and inflammation, or whether or not you have one for skin. Another thing to note that is universal across all red light is the fact that it balances your circadian rhythm when it picks up through your eye. Because ultimately what red light is doing is it's mimicking the sun at the lowest point, which is sunset and sunrise. And that's telling your body, okay, it's time to like wake up slowly or ultimately start to go to bed, which is very balancing for the circadian rhythm. So it's amazing for sleep and it's very regenerative. And, you know, blue light is actually the opposite of red light. So it's very stimulating. It releases cortisol. It's why we feel more energy or a little bit more stressed if we watch like Netflix on our computer at night or our cell phones, right? Because it's like stimulating. Versus if you were to use the red light face mask or any red light product before you go to bed, because it's really telling that body, the body, it's time to relax, it's time to go to sleep, and ultimately setting your circadian rhythm.
And so talking about biohacking, our favorite topic, and I know we like have sent back and forth different things that we are taking. It's really quite confusing out there, especially for women, because I feel like most of the information out there is for men or from male biohackers, and we have very different bodies. And so when I see something, I have to look into it and see how I can apply it to myself. I'm so curious to see, and it's confusing, conflicting information out there, right? What's good for us and what isn't.
Yeah. And it's across the board. It's not just with biohacking, it's with fitness and health and, you know, all sorts of information that we look to optimize our body. I just feel like it's been more highlighted in the biohacking world because it is male dominated. The men that are most known in the biohacking space that are leading that charge kind of have this like tune of I'm going to be faster, stronger and live forever, which is like not really a goal that, you know, us women tend to think about. You know, we just have different goals in general on top of different hormonal systems and different, you know, hormonal cycles in our life. And we also get pregnant and, you know, need to recover from that. And then we go through menopause, and there's just so many more variables that are not discussed at all across the board beyond biohacking, but also into the health world. as well. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because we as women do need to navigate this space much more differently than men do, because men only have that 24-hour cycle, whereas women have a 24-hour cycle and a 28-day cycle, which is very important to recognize. And then your goals too, right? Like, I'm not trying to like improve my gains or have the strongest deadlift or like live forever. I'm actually rather looking to improve sleep. I'm looking to like age naturally and gracefully. I'm looking to like have more patience with my kids, like just very different goals in general, which I think is important to highlight. So yeah, Higher Dose, we make sure that any sort of technology that we put out into the world is effective, but yet gentle and safe enough for everyone to use. Because I don't believe that everything in the biohacking world that everyone says is the end and be all is like good for women. And everything that we put out into the world is going to down cortisol levels, is going to help you with sleep, is going to help you with overall longevity and mood and skin, and be gentle yet effective enough to make a difference in your life.
Right. Like, for instance, I know ice baths are like a huge trend, but are actually not very good for women to be doing on a daily basis, right?
I mean, that's a great one to point out. I also think fasting is another one. I also think ketogenic is another one. I think, you know, doing HIIT workouts is another one. Like, there's a lot of information just around like fitness and you know, how women or how men should be training, but ultimately it's not good for women too as well. So I think there's a lot of things out there that are like not really spoken about from the female perspective and from our goals. But yeah, I think the cold plunge is definitely one that no one ever really considered, that we have a 28-day cycle. But I think what is the through line for all of this is ultimately cortisol inducing. Like, men do really good with bouts of cortisol throughout the day. It's actually quite healthy for them. Whereas women don't always do well with hormesis or cortisol-inducing things, especially if our cortisol is already raised. Because the reality is we are living in a man's world, and you know, we don't take 7 days off for our period to like not go to work and relax and de-stress. And first thing that we wake up do is like have coffee, and you know, none of these things have been considered. So I think what, like, something like cold plunging, even though it could be healthy, it could be the very thing that's putting you over the edge in terms of cortisol, and you know, the thing that's like causing you to be more imbalanced. And I always tell everyone, the best thing that you could do is just try it yourself and see the way that you feel afterwards. Our body never lies. You know, if you feel like you have the best sleep afterwards, your brain is so much more clear, you feel calm, you know, all the things that are a sure sign that something's good for you, then amazing, it's probably good for you. And it might be good for you for the next 2 months. And then all of a sudden you go through something stressful in life and it ends up being the thing that is not good for you anymore. So just have that strong relationship with yourself and your intuition and your body, and just like sort of assess, ask yourself, like, do I feel better? Is this an upgrade? I think that's one of the most important tools that we can have as women biohackers trying to navigate through this world that I love. I absolutely love the world of biohacking. So I just wanted to make sure I make that clear to everyone, you know?
Yeah. And so what about fasting, do you think is... Because I know I have friends who fast and only have like one meal a day, but I like literally cannot do that because I wake up starving. And so I need to have protein in the morning. And so I'm just curious on your thoughts on that for women.
Yeah. So I also think another thing to consider is genetics, which are another thing that people don't talk often about, is what are your current genetic blueprint? You know, because I think that also sets us up for, you know, what is potentially good for us and what's not good for us. And I think that that also relates to our diet too, as well, which we don't always consider, right? It's like a new fad diet of ways to lose weight, and we all jump on the bandwagon, but we don't consider our genes or our ancestors or how our ancestors ate, or, you know, what diseases we're predispositioned to, and like what diet and lifestyle should we craft to make sure we don't get those diseases that genetically we're predispositioned to get. So, you know, there's just a lot to consider. And I think for anyone that's looking to start in the biohacking world, you know, I don't want to like overwhelm you, but I think, again, going back to your intuition and asking, do I feel good on this? Like when I did fasting, I felt good up until I had that first meal, and then I would eat that first meal and then my brain would shut off and I wouldn't feel good afterwards. And I knew that like it wasn't good because I also wore a blood glucose monitor and I could easily tell that like my blood sugar didn't stabilize, which is what it's ultimately supposed to do. So
interesting.
There are a lot of tools out there that help you measure these things. I'm a big fan of my Oura Ring too as well. I think this one's really great for stress and sleep. So you can, that's like two good things to look at. I also think the way you go to the bathroom, your energy throughout the day, brain clarity, you know, just like check in and all those points, and you'll sort of know whether or not, you know, it's working for you or if it's not working for you. And it might work for you at the beginning and then it might stop. So just be flexible, being open to pivoting, and being open to listening to what your body is ultimately trying to tell you.
Yes. No, I totally agree. On the food thing as well, I've taken those food allergy tests. And during COVID, I attempted to go all vegan, completely vegan, to try it. And I had a lot of chickpea pasta. And what happened was I came back allergic, like medium allergic to chickpeas after that, because I think I just had like too much and my body was like, we don't like this anymore.
Giving you signs.
Yeah. So then I completely quit it and I went off being vegan. But I think your body changes over time. And then with what you're putting in, it reacts and you have to adjust. So something that might have worked for you 5 years ago may not work for you right now.
Yeah. And if you're interested in Ayurvedic or TCM at all, you know, it's all about balancing doshas and the seasons within the body. And if you're dry or damp or whatever it is, like you've got to sort of adjust accordingly. So, you know, it's there's a lot of things to consider. And I think the worst thing you could do is sort of look to somebody else and ask them for what their plan is and what worked for them and then try to copy that entirely. I think the best thing you can do is educate yourself, keep asking yourself the questions, trial one thing at a time, and then know if that one thing is working. And don't go too extreme with anything. Go slow and gentle. And I think that that's also something, because us biohackers, tend to be A-type personalities and very competitive with ourselves, right? About like, if I'm not getting more gains and better, then it's like, I'm not doing anything. We're so hard on ourselves. And it really took me learning the hard way, that like slow, gentle intuition, checking in one thing at a time, and being open to it not being your story, right? It's like the whole labeling, the vegan, I'm cold plunging every day for 30 days, I'm measuring this. I think that is what really ends up fucking us up in the biohacking world and ends up being the thing that's so off-putting to everybody too, including ourselves. You know, it's like, oh, I do methylene blue, it's the game changer, you need to do it. And then the next thing you know, it's like not working for you anymore. And you just like sound a little bit crazy. So I think that this world is amazing. There's nothing better than feeling and looking our best. You know, I love it. And there's so much to learn and there's so much to play with. And it's a true passion of mine. But being gentle and doing it slowly and intuition and check-ins is the key to success, I think, with biohacking.
Yeah. And so what are some of the things that you're adopting in your daily life now? Because, you know, protein is this huge topic. It always has been. But now I think I see a new protein product being announced like daily. And so it's really a huge topic. And there's like calculations of like 1 to 1.2 times your weight of protein you should have. And I'm just curious on the supplements and different various things that you're having in your life right now that's working for you right now.
Yeah. It's funny around supplements because currently I'm taking nothing but charcoal at night, which normally I take a lot of things, but I also do something called applied kinesiology. So I muscle test anything I put in my body before. And some people might think it's woo-woo, but it's actually rooted in science. If you read the book Power Versus Force, it sort of proves out that concept. So with supplements, I'll do my research, I'll learn about it, and then I'll go to the store and I'll hold it in my field. And if my body goes forward, that's a yes. And if my body goes back, that's a no. And if it stays still, it's neutral. It never fails.
No way.
Yeah.
I have to try this.
It's applied kinesiology muscle testing, especially for supplements, because supplements is like ever changing. Like, you know, to say that you need to take the same supplement every day for 3 months is silly. You know, like you might need it for every day for 2 weeks and then stop for three. And, you know, like it's such a dance. It's like supplements and food is medicine ultimately. So I think that's a really great tool for people that are confused within the space. And it works for food too. So if you're like holding that chicken and you keep going backwards, it's like, oh, maybe you want to like ease up on that. So I think that's a really good tip. For me personally, genetically, I'm super light sensitive. I get depressed in dark, cold, rainy seasons, hence why I like chase the sun. And I find I am so much happier in sunlight. So for me, I supplement with light more than anything. And unfortunately, as CEO, I am in front of my computer a lot with blue light and checking my phone a lot during the day. So for me, it's very important that I have strong boundaries around when I'm working on my laptop. I tend to not even check my phone past like 6 o'clock, which I have a type of business where I don't need, I'm not like a doctor or anything like that. So I don't need to reply to people right away. And I like to supplement with red light before bed always because of the amount of blue light that I've done regardless. And I think that's another thing to be aware of in this space, because it's like the more you know, the more you realize everything is killing us. And that can be quite stressful. And there's times where I've been orthorexic where it's like, oh, are you using seed oils and getting upset at a restaurant because they don't have like an option for me? Or just like being triggered because I don't get to do like that workout. And being so wound up around my biohacking wellness practices too as well. I think that's also a huge one, is just go with the flow and be chill. So I'm going to complete my thought around the light. And then I'm going to talk about something that I've really discovered to be the biggest game changer. So with the light stuff, I use red light before I go to bed. That is an absolute non-negotiable. I use the face mask. I have the mat hanging on my door. When I put my kids to bed, I use it as like a little nightlight timer. So I'll put it on for like 10 minutes as I'm like putting the kids to bed and reading them a book. It's so good for them to sleep at night too as well. I like to put the face mask on because I like all the skin benefits, which has been amazing. Like recently I've sort of stopped doing like Botox and filler and stuff like that. So like I'm on this like aging gracefully journey, which has been new for me, and red light has to happen. But then I want to just mention like this blue zones conversation, because we all know that like the people that live the longest are the ones that are the happiest and the ones that are around people that they love, and they indulge, right? They indulge in red wine and a little bit of alcohol and eating foods that aren't like typical health foods and whatnot. And they're the ones that live the longest and the best quality of life too. So I also want to mention that, like, find things that make you happy and figure out the things that are not making you happy, because I think by far that is better than any sort of biohacking tool out there, is ultimately just finding like what makes you light up.
Yes, I totally agree. I think happiness with yourself is the key to, and your body knows when you're stressed and reacts accordingly. And so I think that creating an environment, whether it's people, the people you surround yourself with, that you're hanging out with, and making sure you have healthy boundaries, but creating that healthy kind of dome around you will make you happier, and your body will know and will react accordingly.
That's it. It's not rocket science. I'm not here to tell you about the magic blue pill because it doesn't exist, you know?
Yeah. So just curious too, how do you take the charcoal? I'm just curious on that.
Yeah. So I take the charcoal at night away from any other supplements, and currently I'm just taking charcoal, so that's fine. But I'm doing it as like a form of detox right now. I've, you know, just went on like a 3-week protocol where I was like doing sort of like a detox of my liver, my kidneys, and taking a lot of supplements around that. And it's very important that you take binders during that process. So for the next like week or so, I'm just taking charcoal at night, and I find it's already made such a difference in just my gut overall, is just to take something like charcoal. But you know, charcoal is really great to add to any detox protocol. So if you're doing the sauna regularly, you know, taking some form of a binder is actually quite important to do, because it just helps take out any of the toxins that you've loosened up through the infrared sauna. So it's very important to do binders with any detox.
Okay, so it's like charcoal, you pour into water and you drink it?
No, it's just supplements. You can get the powder form. I think that's more annoying sometimes than just taking some of the supplements. It's much easier, but it's a great binder. I use it. First of all, it's the only thing I travel with, because anytime that you get food poisoning, anytime you drink too much, anytime your stomach's a little upset, you take that and it is gone. So you can even take it routinely as a protocol just to make sure you don't get sick, which you will not. It is one of my favorite supplements out there, especially for kids too as well, because you can't give them a lot of like medication and whatnot. So, you know, for example, and I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I do love this world. When my kids have diarrhea, you don't want to stop the diarrhea, but you'd rather take a charcoal to make sure everything is getting released.
Oh, amazing. Okay, that's a great tip. And I was curious on, how do you know if something is more bioavailable than something else, like supplement-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good question. I'm somebody that is, like, I take more suggestions from my community. So I, like, listen to a lot of podcasts with people I trust, and they'll mention different products and brands, and you know, I like sort of follow that way. But besides like a company disclosing the bioavailability and any science or research or third party testing is like sort of the only way to know. But I feel like these days, in order to set yourself apart as a supplement company, you know, them not doing any third party testing is like almost a non-negotiable for me in terms of even taking it.
Yeah, because it's always confusing. I'm like, how do I know this type of magnesium is more bioavailable than this other type of magnesium?
Yeah, I mean, ChatGPT is a great resource these days.
It is.
I feel like I have more conversations with my ChatGPT than I do, you know, my own family right now, which has been great because, yeah, you can like say, tell me everything about this supplement and compare it to this other supplement. You know, here's my blood work. Tell me exactly what you think I'm missing. What kind of supplement should I be taking? And then use the muscle testing to help guide you. But it's like, it's a lifestyle, right? It's like the more you, you know, educate and the more you get into it and learn about these things, the better it is, because it is a lifestyle. It's not just a quick fix.
Yes, for sure. And so, as you know, the name of the podcast is The Click Line, When Everything Clicks. When was there something personal or in your professional life that all of a sudden things clicked for you?
I would say most people don't know that we started out as an infrared sauna spa location. And locations were really challenging to run, especially in New York City. And we spent a lot of our time with contractors talking about MEP and things that just went over my head and, you know, like trying to negotiate leases. And for me, it felt like a real struggle to grow the business and expand. On top of that, you know, I think, you know, our thing was really educating around infrared, and no one knew what infrared was 10 years ago until we did such a great job of educating. And the reality is with locations, you're only going to reach so many people. And I think the business really clicked once we launched our take-home infrared sauna experience, which is our sauna blanket. And we knew before the pandemic that we were going to start consolidating locations because that business, that part of the business was growing at 400% versus our locations, which were growing at 25%. So once we like pivoted more into like this D2C company, we just blew up. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years, but we've only been really doing product for six. But doing the product and becoming a D2C and getting these amazing healing technologies into the hands of more people is really when the business just clicked and made sense. And I think the more authentic that we can be, you know, like these products aren't just good for females, but the reality is we're two females creating products that we want to see existing in the world and educating on that front. And the more we authentically did that, the more the business sort of clicked too as well. I lived my life by that feeling of, oh, this makes sense. I need to lean into it and my intuition. And, you know, I'm still the one behind the product development. And it's just a true passion for me. And what happens with product is really like, you try it and it either just clicks or it doesn't. You know, you can't force something. If it's not something that you're energetically drawn towards, it's probably because it's not that good. But if you find yourself, oh, I want to lay on that mat. Oh, I want to do the red light. Then it just, it makes sense. It just clicks. It's just natural. It's an energetic, you know, free flowing thing. So I feel like my whole life is guided around it just clicking. I am not a data driven reading, like, you know, articles on the next biggest trend in wellness. I feel like we are the trendsetters in this space because we are just creating things that we want to see exist because it just clicks.
Absolutely. And I have not met one person that I referred to Higher Dose that did not come back to me and say how awesome the product has been. And they're shocked at how their body feels after being in a mat or having wrinkles kind of fade away after the face mask. So
it's life changing.
I love what you're doing. Obviously, you're amazing. Every entrepreneur should take a page from your book and be inspired to go do something that really flows with them and clicks with them. And so thank you so much for being on the Click Line. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you for believing in us and for all your support. And still, she's helping us with product development because she is just going with what feels good for her too as well. So appreciate you, Mina.
Yes, something fun coming soon.
Yes,
I'm really
something
excited.
Fun coming soon is exactly it.
And for all the listeners out there, just for the Click Line podcast, we have a discount code for Higher Dose. You can use clickline15 to get a 15% discount off the website. So go there now before it expires. Hey guys, was this biohacking episode helpful for you? Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with a friend that you think it would be helpful for. Thanks, and see you at the next one. Don't forget to send in your questions and comments to the Click Line. And one more thing, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. Please consult with qualified professionals for advice related to your specific situation.